Well, David, you wrapped up your last session here at the James Valley Community Center, and so this is going to be the final one. So what happens now with the information that you've gathered throughout these public engagement sessions?
Yeah, great question. So let me tell you first what we have gathered, right? So we have almost 400, or we're getting close to about 400, quite detailed surveys from these engagement sessions that we've been running. We did a great session at the high school this week too, where we had 550 students, and we've had a few hundred of those also take a different type of a survey, but looking at their perception of the future. And we have nearly 1,000 people who've now done the community survey. So we've been really amassing this fantastic collection of insights into how people are seeing the community and seeing the future. And while this is the end of these formal sessions, there will be local people here who will be able to come and do sessions with organisations if they want to do that. So, for example, if a group wants to get together and have somebody come and talk to that, they can contact Stephanie at the city, and they can organise somebody to come and do that. But to your question about what are we going to do now, so we have fantastic data set, and we're really going to spend the next month or two starting to synthesise that data and really understand what are the key areas that people are focusing on in terms of what they want for the vision for the future, and what are those major, what we call strategic pillars, what are those big building blocks that need to be put in place to start to move the community towards that vision. And we're going to be reconvening the think tank in September. We'll have a number of focus groups after that, which will be sort of drilling into more detail. And we're shooting for very early November to have a major community event, which will be presenting the outcomes from this process. So we're a long way into data gathering, but it's not done yet. And I must say, just as a point, I would really like to compliment the city and the organisations that are involved in this visioning process and the community. You know, it's been really heartening to listen to people talk about what they want for the future and provide such valuable input. So I'm pretty excited about what we've got at this stage.
During your visits to Mitchell, is there anything that's really stood out about the community that you've taken notice?
Yeah, I think there's... I think this is a really fascinating community in terms of what I'm really impressed by is the track record of success. You know, that this community went through a planning process a decade ago, and they can point to a number of the things that have come as a result of that. There's a lot of very activated people. There's one of the real standouts is the activation levels, and what I mean by that is people wanting to be involved and they've got ideas, a very large young population. You know, it's fascinating to read the surveys from the high school. They're like, let's get on with it, right? You know, let's make our future happen. A lot of young professionals in this community who are very activated, that's a real plus, right? Might be because you have a big concentration of education, high quality education institutions here, but that's a real resource to provide the energy and the ideas to drive initiatives in this community.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, I would just say this, is that and this truly a big visioning process like this and the planning that follows it is not really for the faint-hearted. I mean, we are asking a lot of big, important questions, and there are a lot of issues that a community has to deal with as it shapes its future, and that's going to mean thinking about what our tolerance to risk is, what our tolerance to new ideas are. I mean, this has been a community that's had a lot of success. The mistake can sometimes be just locking in on that success and defining yourself by that. But in today's world, we really have to be always looking at what are the emergent trends and what are new opportunities that are coming. This community has done that very successfully. You know, it's got technology companies, it's got manufacturing companies, you know, it's had a long history of a very unique tourism attraction and so on. So what this process is about looking at that next step. But I think this community's got the right combination of scale, success, activated young people, and a really good visioning process. So I'm really looking forward to the next stages.